14th of October, 2021. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It is the same justice of God that comes to Jew and pagan alike. God's justice that was made known through the law and the prophets has now been revealed outside the law, since it is the same justice of God that comes through faith to everyone, Jew and pagan alike, who believes in Jesus Christ. Both Jew and pagan sinned and forfeited God's glory, and both are justified through the free gift of his grace by being redeemed in Christ Jesus, who was appointed by God to sacrifice his life so as to win reconciliation through faith. In this way, God makes his justice known, first for the past, when sins went unpunished because he held his hand, then for the present age, by showing positively that he is just and that he justifies everyone who believes in Jesus. So what becomes of our boasts? There's no room for them. What sort of law excludes them? The sort of law that tells us what to do. On the contrary, it is the law of faith, since as we see it, a man is justified by faith and not by doing something the law tells him to do. Is God the God of Jews alone and not of the pagans too? Of the pagans too, most certainly, since there is only one God. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Watch over the flock, not simply as a duty, but gladly. Now I have something to tell your elders. I am an elder myself, and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and with you I have a share in the glory that is to be revealed. Be the shepherds of the flock of God that is entrusted to you. Watch over it, not simply as a duty, but gladly, because God wants it, not for sordid money, but because you are eager to do it. Never be a dictator over any group that is put in your charge, but be an example that the whole flock can follow. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. The Word of the Lord.